When you go into week one, is it more about what you want to see your guys do, or is it based on what the other team has coming back? How much of that is one or the other, or is it kind of a combination?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, obviously we prepare for what we think they're going to do, I think, but more of it is to see which one of our guys are going to step up and make plays. I think we've got more questions for ourselves than we do for them. You know, we kind of sort of have an idea of, you know, they got some really good skill guys coming back. We know that. But, you know, I think for us and our group, it's going to be a big question of, you know, who are our playmakers? Who are our guys that are going to fill those holes? And, you know, we lost a 1,000-yard rusher, and we lost a wide receiver that broke every record that Tri-County has. Who's going to be the guys that are going to step up and fill that role? So I think for us, you know, it's about answering questions about ourselves more than it is, you know, the other team.
And even from a leadership role, guys taking the next step up on the varsity level to assume a different role maybe than what they had, a more significant role, I guess is the better way to put it, based on last year and coming back into this year.
Yeah, and as far as leadership goes, as far as the captain tag goes, those might be new faces, but they've been the same old guys that have been here every year. So I thought that maybe that was one department where we haven't missed a beat, and I think we're pretty sure about who our on-the-field leaders are going to be. And, you know, you can tell that stuff by non-football stuff. You know, our captains are good guys in the classrooms. They 100% weight room attendance guys. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, that stuff speaks volumes. You know, I thought that's one department we've been really good in. We got a tight-knit group. Our team is as close as I've ever seen, which is kind of strange being a three-school co-op. We got kids coming from everywhere, but
yep.
You step out on the football field and you can't tell, you know, you can't tell which kid's from Shiloh, you can't tell which kid's from Kansas or Oakland. They look like one family, and I'd love to take credit for that. I would, but that's all the kids. That's been all on our leadership. That's been all on the kids getting together in the summer and having swim parties and getting together and just spending time.
Coach Pinnell, thanks for your time here, and best of luck this week.
Always appreciate you having us, and I appreciate what you guys do for our co-op here. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.